Joining me now from Williston in the Northern Cape is the head of Agri SA Disaster Management Unit, Willem Symington. Willem, good morning. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Before we get into your calls for donation and your calls for help, have you been in touch with the South African Police Services in terms of establishing the truth about these claims of how these fires were started?
Waleed, yeah.
It's Jeremy.
Jeremy, sorry.
That's okay. No problem. No problem.
Jeremy, that part of the action that needs to be taken is a little bit out of my mandate. I'm more involved in the disaster management and the risk management part of Agri SA. And I'm more focused on that part.
Okay, so let's talk about the disaster fund. Let's talk about the actual disaster. Just give us an update. Maybe for some of our listeners in Cape Town who were not aware of these fires, it was devastating. I saw visuals on TV and I just couldn't believe that this was happening. Will you briefly take us through how it started and how it played out and where we're at right now?
I think what was the worst part of this was that the conditions for veld fire was really, really perfect. It was very dry and hot, and there was a prevailing winds that could have taken small fires and make big large fires out of it. This is the time of the year before the start of the summer rainfall season, so you've got lots of dry grazing and dry grass on the veld. So the conditions were perfect for a fire. There is allegations that as part of a service delivery protest, people were burning tires on roads and that the fire spread from there. There can be other causes, but where we stand today is that more than 100,000 hectares has burned down. And it's really quite difficult to imagine how big this is. But it has been, together, the fire has caused a huge loss of grazing, and it has caused the loss of livestock. There's still a lot of livestock that has been burned, and game as well. There's been some buildings burned as well, and some people have been injured as well. So the effect of the fire was really devastating.
Right. So how many people have been displaced as a result of these fires, according to the latest figures that you have, Willem?
Up to now, we've really been trying to get a hold of everybody because the large part of the time has been spent just to get these fires under control. So we haven't got the final figures yet, but unofficially there are people that has been displaced, but the largest need at this stage is for the animals that has been left without grazing. You see, it's easy to address some of the problems over time, but the immediate need is for fodder.
So, because 100,000 acres of pastures, it's a huge tract of land. You had any response from the provincial governments or from national governments, the National Department of Agriculture, etc., to kind of say, listen, guys, we are with you, this is what we are sending you? Have you had any replies from them or support?
As far as my knowledge is concerned, I haven't had an official reply yet. People from the Department of Agriculture and the Provincial Disaster Management Centres are on the ground making assessments, and hopefully they will be able to assist these farmers as well.
Now, you're calling for donations after the fire. Talk us through that appeal for help in the Free State and the Northern Cape, please, Willem.
What we've seen during these past few years, especially with the donation drives and the help that people has provided for people in the drought-stricken areas, and this is just the extension of that program. What is really needed is, in the first place, fodder has to be made available to the animals in these areas. And luckily, there is still some fodder available, but and huge donations of fodder has been made as well. But this fodder has either has to be bought or it has to be moved by road transportation to these areas as soon as possible, and that costs money as well. So that is where the immediate need is. I think if people want to to do something, this is the best way to do it.
How do they contact you?
I've got some contact numbers from the people at Freistaat in the Free State, Freistaat Landbou, that is on the ground and is providing aid since Monday already. I can give you that details.
Please do so.
The telephone number is a Bloemfontein code area 051 444-609.
Okay.
And the cell phone number of
Let's not give the cell phone number. Let's just stick with the landline at the moment. Yes. Willem Symington is the head of Agri SA Disaster Management Unit. Willem, thank you so much for joining me this morning. We wish you all the best. And if anybody needs the number, they can call us. I will also put it out on air. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.